Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Celeste Cuffey here from Life Empower Consulting Services, where our mission is to reach, encourage, motivate others to access and utilize their God-given talents and skills to create better families and communities. I do trust and hope that on today you have had a productive day, it has been a positive day, and that you are living a life empowered. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this today's wonderful topic. I'm so excited, and I am looking forward to sharing with you what we have here on today's topic. And guess what we're going to be talking about today? Can you guess? Well, I'll give it to you. It's going to be patience. Patience is that thing that we all need more of, and very often we do not have enough of. And so I'd like to spend this time with you talking about patience as well as the value of patience. And patience is merely the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. That's definitely an interesting definition of what patience is. I'm not sure if I necessarily even agree with that in its totality. But what I will say is that the capacity to tolerate delay is critical in understanding what patience is. And understanding what patience is isn't just you being patient with yourself, but sometimes it's you being patient with other people. Sometimes it's you being patient with children. Sometimes it's being patient with your job. Sometimes it's being patient with figuring out a task. Patience, accepting or tolerating delay. I think the other thing about patience, which is very important to remember, or that is very critical, is that when you are being patient, you have not quit and you have not given up. You have also persevered. And so when we are talking about being patient, we're also including perseverance. Because if you're waiting and you're doing and you're trusting, then you're also persevering. If you have stopped waiting and you're not doing and you're not trusting, then you're no longer being patient. You're doing something completely different. But I want you to know that patience is important. And that's what we're going to spend most of our time talking about today. It is important. And why is it important? The first thing that I want you to realize about patience is that it keeps you from making hasty decisions, emotional decisions, rash decisions. Those things that when you go, for example, to the car dealership and immediately you see a car, you like the color, you like the style, you like the bells and the whistles, and you decide that you want that vehicle immediately and you go for it. However, you haven't done any Blue Book reviews. You haven't looked at the history of the car. You don't know how many times they break down. You don't know how many major issues they cost and the average cost of the issues. Patience will cause you to slow down and think carefully about the things that you do and the decisions that you make, and you will also be mindful of the impact of those decisions. In addition to that, patience helps you appreciate the goal. So if you've been working for something for a week versus working for something a year, you may have a little bit more appreciation for that thing that took you a year than you would that thing that took you just a week, because you didn't have to put the blood, sweat, and tears into it like you did for that year's goal or that year's accomplishment. And each bit of time, each bit of energy that you use towards that goal, you understand it, you comprehend it, and you can reflect back on how many hours it took you to complete that project, how many days it took you to reach that goal. That's the perseverance of it. That's the patience. That's the appreciation, because you can look back and say, boy, that was a rough year, but I got it done. And depending on what we're talking about, sometimes it's a rough 30 minutes or it's a rough hour, but you got it done. Just reflecting back over this past weekend, there was something wrong with our vacuum cleaner. And my husband said, well, I will give it a shot and I'll look at it and I'll fix it. And it took him about 2 hours and he was frustrated. Now, he made the goal and he was very proud of his goal. He made the goal and he fixed it. But he said, you know, this is really a 15-minute job. So in his mind, he had decided how long it should take. And since it took significantly longer than that, he wasn't happy. However, his patience and his perseverance allowed him to endure until completion. And so I want to remind you that being patient and persevering allows you to endure to completion. And not only that, now you appreciate it. Because now once that vacuum cleaner was fixed, he said, you know, if I would have done it a different way, if I would have bought something new, it would have cost me a couple hundred bucks. So, yeah, it cost him some time, but it saved him a lot of money. And so that is the value of patience. That is why patience is important. Then in addition to that, we gain strength. We gain endurance. It's kind of like exercising. You don't go to the gym one time and you're at your goal weight and you have your goal body mass all together. It takes time. And every time we go, we get a little bit stronger, we get a little bit leaner, we get a little bit healthier. And because we're consistent, we also have that endurance again. And so patience enables us to grow stronger, stronger, stronger as individuals. And you know what else patience does? It increases our mindfulness and self-awareness. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, when you have to be patient for something and it takes longer than you want it to take, naturally, we start to operate in self-doubt. Do we really want this? Do we really need to do this? Is it really worth it? Should we have done something different? Should I have just hired someone to fix this? Was it worth all the headache? That extra time that you spend causes you to check and double check your goal and the value of it. So it does. It increases our mindfulness. It increases our self-awareness. Now, going back to that original definition, the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. I want to talk about that for just a moment, without getting angry or upset. Now, when we think about not getting angry or upset when we have to wait, and then tying that right back to our mindfulness or self-aware, understanding that we can only control what we can control. So getting angry doesn't change the situation. Getting upset doesn't change the situation. But being aware of the situation and doing what I always suggest, which is breathe it out. Yes, I said breathe it out. Breathe it out. Breathe out the situation. Be aware of the situation. And then you're not going to get angry or upset because the emotions don't change the situation at hand. What's within your reach does, and your activities as a result do. And so if you have that patience, you have that perseverance, you have that endurance, there you go. Those are the things that's going to change the situation. Your anger is not. Your frustration is not. So I guess patience does, in a way, should enable you to go through an experience without getting angry or upset. I'm still not sure that I'm 100% on that, and I guess that's maybe why I'm hesitating on that one. But nonetheless, it is important to know that when you are mindful of yourself and when you are mindful of your situation, when you are mindful of how you feel and what you're going through at that point in time, if you're mindful of that and you're self-aware, then you can manage your emotions much better because you get to the root cause. Why am I upset? What am I frustrated about? Are these things I can control? Are these things I can't control? Those are the questions that you lay on the table and you walk yourself through or you breathe it out as you're working and building and strengthening yourself using patience. Now, the most important thing and the last thing that I'll talk about with regards to patience, and to me, this is definitely the most important thing, is that when you have patience and you've been able to go through and you've been able to endure and you've been able to persevere, you know what else we can do? And probably the most important thing that we can do is we can help others. we can tell them, just keep going. It gets better. We can tell others, don't give up. It's going to happen. We can tell others, right in the middle of our going through sometimes, right in the middle of our challenges, we can say, oh, I've gone through that part. It changes after a while. They switch up on you. Your job will come around. Or what do you want to do about it? Let's make some decisions and put some steps into place to do something different as a result of whatever the situation is. And so I would say that that is the fifth and the most important value of patience, is that we can help others. And not only do we help them, and not only can we help them once we've finished that course or that situation, but right in the middle of it, we can help others. We can grab hold to our sisters and our brothers and say, we can go through it together. I have to be patient on situation A, and you have to be patient on situation B. Let's work on being patient together. And that's what you do, and that's how you build unity. That's how you build teamwork. That's how you build strength and endurance. None of us are an island. None of us are born and created here to be exclusively alone. And so we need each other. So let's leverage our brothers and our sisters. It's important that we do that. So just very quickly to recap, why is patience important? Because it keeps us from hasty or emotional decisions. It helps us to appreciate the goal, understanding the perseverance of it. We actually gain strength and endurance as a result of patience. It also increases our mindfulness and self-awareness. And lastly, and most importantly, we can also help others as a result of it. So this is Celeste Cuffey, Life Empowered Consulting Services. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. For more information, you can please feel free to go out to my website, www.celestecuffey.com, www.celestecuffey.com. In addition, you can feel free to call me at 414-939-LECS, 414-939-LECS. I am currently offering a mastermind group. I am looking for some like-minded people that have some goals that they'd like to set, and some goals that they'd like to achieve. And I am building a group of young people, or a group of people, rather, who are interested in setting and achieving their goals, like-minded, together. This will be your circle of strength, and it is a group and an opportunity that you do not want to pass up. Again, I can be reached at 414-939-LECS, which is 5327, or www.celestecuffey.com. Thank you so much.